Baseball on 1390 KCRC. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
While the John Bowers play, here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at enidwecare.com.
1390 KCRC.
And good evening. Welcome live to David Allen Memorial Ballpark in downtown Enid. It's another edition of Enid Majors Baseball, the very last game of this year's Northern Oklahoma Classic about to take place, and it'll feature the Enid Majors going up against the Burke Burnett Black Sox. I'm John Herrick, joined by Jance Davis in the booth, joined by Jance Davis back in our Enid studios, rather, as our producer-engineer. Brady Kokajohn is normally with me up here, but he has a family vacation in Las Vegas, and he'll join me next week when the Enid Majors enter the Connie Mack State Tournament. Here's what happened earlier today on the third day of the Northern Oklahoma Classic. The Oklahoma City Broncos run ruled the Piedmont Wildcats 13-4 in five innings. Then in game two, the Southwest Shockers run ruled the Enid Plainsmen 15-7 in six innings. And in the game that ended just moments ago, the Stillwater Pioneers were a 7-6 winner over Burke Burnett. The Enid Majors will get ready to play Burke Burnett here. So here are the standings. The Majors are the only team that has not lost in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. So by virtue of that, they will likely end up being the winner unless they end up scoring fewer runs than the Enid Plainsmen. So the Plainsmen finished the tournament 3-1, scoring 35 runs and allowing 22. Here's what the other teams did. The Oklahoma City Broncos went 2-2 in this tournament, scoring 27 runs and allowing 22. The Piedmont Wildcats also went 2-2 in the Northern Oklahoma Classic, scoring 18 runs and giving up 25. And then you have the Stillwater Pioneers and the Shockers Red Team, both finished with 1-3 records in this tournament. Stillwater scored 13 runs and gave up 22. The Shockers scored 28 runs and allowed 30. The Enid Majors looking for their 20th win of the summer as they come into this game with a record of 19-16. And it is another hot, humid day in downtown Enid, and expect more of that as in the weeks to come. It's 96 degrees at the moment, and temperature will obviously drop as the night goes on. But right now, the sun is beaming down on David Allen Ballpark. The Enid Majors, though, sitting comfortably in the shade down the first base side. The Burke Burnett Black Sox, they were just in the first base dugout, so now they have to move over into the third base dugout since the Majors always want to have the first base dugout. Let's get to the starting lineups. First, for the Burke Burnett Black Sox, a team that made the trip to Enid to play in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. They came from the state of Texas, and they are coached by Bowie Ferris, and their general manager is Mickey Cornelius. And this is a 16 and under squad that comes from Burke Burnett, Texas. And here is the starting lineup for them here in this game. They're going to lead off with Jake McCleskey in center field. Batting second is Dylan Lopez, and he will be the pitcher for this game for Burke Burnett. Batting third is Sean-Claude Booth, the extra hitter. Fourth is Cody Walko, the first baseman. Fifth is Cree Dykus, the catcher. Sixth is Noah Ochoa, the shortstop. Seventh is Andrew Campos, the third baseman. Eighth is Caleb Hunter, the left fielder. Ninth is Logan Rogers, the right fielder. And batting 10th in the order is Kyle Mullen over at second base, as Burke Burnett will use an extra hitter for this game. For the Enid Majors, they're going to lead off with Seth Graves. He'll play left field today. Ben Marino will bat second. He'll play center field. In the three hole is Matt Connerly. He'll be playing third base. Fourth is E.J. Taylor over at first base. Garrett Dehas is batting fifth in the order, and he is the designated hitter. Sixth is Camden Kalk in right field. Seventh is Zach Goodwin, the second baseman. Eighth is Logan Rutledge, the catcher. Ninth is Lakin Young, the shortstop. And pitching today for the Enid Majors is Matt Hopkins. The Majors are coming out today in their white jerseys with blue numbers and letters. A little bit of a blue and white stripe down the side of the shoulders and sleeves, and then they're wearing white pants and blue hats with the white E on them. Burke Burnett is donned in black jerseys with white numbers and letters, red trim, white pants, black hats with a red outline on them and a Burke Burnett logo across the front of the hat, which is got an interesting logo across the front, a Black Sox logo. It's like a black sock carrying a baseball bat. So that is their logo. And so far, Burke Burnett is 1-2 in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. Earlier today, the Enid Plainsmen fell 15-7 to the Southwest Shockers. That was a game where Blake Priest ended up getting the start as the starting pitcher. And then after that, Logan Greenhall pitched in relief of him, and the Majors ended up getting 12 hits in the ball game, but were unable to find a way to slow down the Shockers as they fell 15-7. But it should be reiterated that most of the players that played in that game were going to be freshmen. They're soon to be freshmen, and some of the typical varsity guys that we're used to seeing and we're going to be seeing in the next couple of years, like Kobe Hudson, Ambrin Wojtek, Connor Gore, guys like that all played, but Coach Brad Gore for the Enid Plainsmen also entered in a lot of incoming freshmen and got them some playing time, which is a little bit more of a new experience for them as they fell short to the Southwest Shockers 15-7. But they still won three games in this tournament and lost one. So a good showing for the Enid Plainsmen in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. Both the Plainsmen and the Enid Majors will be playing in the 2017 Connie Mack State Tournament, which will begin next Wednesday. So after today, David Allen Ballpark gets to take a breather for the next 2 days on Monday and Tuesday. And then all the fun with the state tournament starts on Wednesday night. And the very first starts on Wednesday night for the Majors. But the tournament gets started bright and early at 10 in the morning when the Oklahoma Expos face the Oklahoma Titans. Then at 12:30, Piedmont will be back in the state tournament. They're going to be playing the Southwest Shockers black team. The Shockers red team, they're going to play the Enid Plainsmen at 3 o'clock. So the Plainsmen and the Shockers are going to play each other again at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. So there was a little bit of gamesmanship going on there with Coach Brad Gore for the Enid Plainsmen. He did not want to show his best weapons against the Shockers red team, knowing that he was going to be playing them in the state tournament come next Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The last two games of the day on Wednesday will be the Woodward Travelers against the Oklahoma City Broncos at 5:30 in the evening, and then the Enid Majors will play in the late game on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. They will face off against the Oklahoma City Indians. If they win that game, they'll play the winner of Woodward and the Oklahoma City Broncos. If they lose that game, then they'll drop down into the loser's bracket and play the loser between Woodward and the Oklahoma City Broncos. So you have the Majors, the Plainsmen, the Oklahoma City Broncos, and the Piedmont Wildcats, and the Southwest Shockers red team all playing in this Northern Oklahoma Classic, and those teams are all going to be playing in the Connie Mack State Tournament next week. No matter what happens with the Enid Majors in the state tournament next week, they automatically qualify into the Connie Mack National Regional, which will be July 18th through the 23rd here at David Allen Ballpark. And also, Coach Brad Gore for the Enid Plainsmen has put together the High Plains Shootout, some of the best players around the state of Oklahoma, but also in regional states nearby. That will take place July 25th through the 27th here at David Allen Ballpark. Of course, the winner of the National Regional here at David Allen goes on to the Connie Mack World Series, which is in Farmington, New Mexico. Majors taking their warm-up hits right now. We've been relatively on schedule for the entire tournament, and here's what happened on day one on July 7th. The Enid Plainsmen started off this tournament with a 12-3 win over Stillwater. Then the Oklahoma City Broncos fell to Burke Burnett 7-5. In the second game, it was the Broncos over the Shockers 6-4 for them in day one. The Shockers then lost to Piedmont 9-1 in a run rule game that went five innings. And in the final game of the day, the Enid Majors got a run rule victory over Piedmont 9-1. to 1. On Saturday, Piedmont started off the day by beating Stillwater 4-2. Then the Enid Majors scored 8 runs in an 8-1 thumping of Stillwater. Then they shut out the Southwest Shockers 8-0. The Enid Plainsmen then finished off yesterday with 2 wins, a 9-1 run rule victory in 5 innings over Burke Burnett. And then they would beat the Oklahoma City Broncos 7-3. The day started off today on the final day with the Oklahoma City Broncos, a 13-4 winner over Piedmont in 5 innings. Then the Shockers beat the Enid Plainsmen 15-7 in 6 innings. Stillwater just edged Burke Burnett 7-6. So Burke Burnett, no matter what happens in this game tonight, they're going to have kind of a long trek back to Texas. So this game will probably end somewhere closer to 9 o'clock, and it'll be a little bit of a hike for them playing in the last two games of the Northern Oklahoma Classic, and then they will have to hit the road. We will have first pitch when we come back in just a moment between the Enid Majors and the Burke Burnett Black Sox from David Allen Ballpark when we return in just a moment. You are listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick and Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know.
What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the umpires are finally out on the field. They had to switch clothing in between the last game and this one. They're basically how the umpire sets work in the Northern Oklahoma Classic, and in most of these tournaments that are here at David Allen Ballpark, you have a crew of two guys that work the first two games, and then a separate set of two guys that work the last two games. And the guys that worked the first two games were done, and they basically, whoever was behind home plate for the first game moved to the infield in the second game, and whoever was behind home plate in the second game moved to first in the, you know, you get how it works. It's vice versa there. So that's how it worked there. Both guys switched places, and then they were done after two games. And so these two guys just worked the last game between Stillwater and Burke Burnett, and they had to go back in and change their clothes because they're down there on the field, and it's easily about 10 degrees hotter on the turf than it is outside. So they had to go and change their clothes because I'm sure they were sweating in them quite a bit being out there on the field all day in the middle of this July heat, as the temperature right now is 93 degrees, and it will continue to be that way for probably the next few hours before it finally starts to cool off. And it will be a hot one next week when we start the Connie Mack State Tournament here at David Allen Ballpark. The Enid Majors come into this game on quite a tear. They've won 7 of their last 8. Remember, at one point, they were really struggling. They were 11-15. 4 games below 500 and had a 6-game losing streak. But since then, they've been able to turn things around. Remember how frustrating it was for them on Sunday, June 25th. They had suffered a 5-1 loss to the Bartlesville Indians. But then after that, they bounced back with a 4-0 win over the Oklahoma City Broncos on June 28th. Then that same day, they would go on to beat the Newton Knights 3-2. The very next morning, they would face the Newton Knights bright and early at 11 a.m., and they'd beat them 10-1 and went on the road to Bartlesville to play in the Glenn Winget tournament, got wins over Kickapoo by a score of 9-4, and then Rogersville 15-5 before losing their only game in the tournament to the Fort Smith Sportsmen 8-2. And here in this Northern Oklahoma Classic, the Majors are 3-0 and have put their overall record to 19-16. So the Majors have taken the field. They are the home team on the scoreboard in their home white jerseys. And let's remind you of the defense. It is Seth Graves in left field, Ben Marino in center, Camden Kalk is in right, Matt Connerly, the third baseman, Lakin Young is at short, Zach Goodwin over at second base, E.J. Taylor is playing first, Logan Rutledge is the catcher, taking the pitches from Matt Hopkins, who was a late add-on to the Enid Majors in the month of June. The pitching numbers for Matt Hopkins, also a Kingfisher High School product, going to Hutchinson Community College in Kansas next year. He has a record of 1-2 with the Majors with a 5.11 ERA, 12 1/3 innings pitched, 15 strikeouts for him to just 4 walks. He has allowed 9 earned runs, 13 total runs, given up 13 hits. So he is trying to win this game today and bring his overall record to 2-2 with the Enid Majors this summer. The first three men he will face for the Burke Burnett Black Sox are Jake McCleskey, Dylan Lopez, and Sean-Claude Booth. So again, this is a young Burke Burnett team that is full of young men who are going to be, who are 16 and under. The oldest player on the team is Logan Rogers, and he will graduate from high school in 2018 next year. But he was able to make the cut here with the age limit. But most of the guys on this Burke Burnett squad are not going to graduate until 2019 or till 2020. But again, the field for the Connie Mack State Tournament next week, it's the Oklahoma Expos, the Oklahoma Titans, Piedmont, the Southwest Shockers Black and the Southwest Shockers Red Team, the Enid Plainsmen, Woodward, the Oklahoma City Broncos, the Oklahoma City Indians, and the Enid Majors. The first man that will lead off is Jack McCleskey, and Jack has had a busy week here at the Northern Oklahoma Classic. He has gone 3-for-10 this weekend with an RBI and a walk, and he is a left-hander. He will stand in to face the right-handed throwing Matt Hopkins. Hopkins' pitch to him is immediately tapped foul along the third base line, and we are underway here between the Enid Majors and the Burke Burnett Black Sox. So if the Majors win this, they will go undefeated in the Northern Oklahoma Classic at 4-0 and will get their 20th win of the summer. Hopkins will rock and fire on the next pitch, and it's hit back to the wall, and I think it hit the man in the on-deck circle, Dylan Lopez. He tried to dodge away from it, but I think it might have got part of his leg. And that was a line shot that hit hard off the wall and into the Burke Burnett dugout. The sun continues to beam down on them while the majors get to rest comfortably in the first base dugout with the sun to their back, and they are in the shade on another hot day in Oklahoma on this Sunday. The 0-2 soars high and away, ball one, 86 miles an hour. But we will be busy here at David Allen Ballpark to close out the month of July. The 1-2 to McCleskey. And he dribbles that one slowly over to Connerly at 30. Backhands and fires. Close play at first and got him. Good start for Matt Connerly defensively. He had a great defensive play in last night's game. Caught a line shot in front of third base on a ball that was hit incredibly hard right past him. But then he reached back and was able to grab it right before it went into left field. And he makes another nice defensive play to begin the game. Dylan Lopez is next. And Lopez this week, he is 3 of 10. Now, he's driven home four runs, though. He's drawn a walk and scored a run. And he's also a lefty to face the right-handed Hopkins. The pitch hit over to short. Lake and Young gets there, has trouble with it at first, but then gathers it in and throws to E.J. Taylor at first. And there's very quickly two men gone here for Burke Burnett in the top of one. Sean-Claude Booth will try to keep the inning afloat. Now, Burke Burnett is playing with an extra hitter, and Sean-Claude Booth is the extra hitter. And he's a right-hander facing off against the right-handed Hopkins, and he will graduate from Mangum High School in 2019. And the pitch in there for a strike from Hopkins. So Hopkins has the first two outs recorded, trying to get that third one, which is never easy in baseball. The 0-1 up high, 1-1. Brandon Kuntz, a member of the Enid Majors baseball team. His brother Cody is in the house to watch this one. Cody was an Enid Majors alumnus. The 1-1 offering, low and outside, 2-1. That was an 85-mile-an-hour fastball from Matt Hopkins. Also in attendance, ex-Cimarron baseball coach Trey Sims, who will be the assistant baseball coach at Putnam City West next year. The 2-1, he foul-tipped it into the glove of Logan Rutledge to even the count up at 2 balls, 2 strikes. More smoke on that throw from Matt Hopkins, 83 miles an hour. Tries to get Sean-Claude Booth here. Throws an off-speed pitch at him, which he pops up into foul territory along the first baseline. E.J. Taylor is underneath it for the third out of the top of the first. Through one half inning of play, it's the Enid Majors nothing, Burke Burnett nothing. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
Dependability and dedication. That's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
1390 KCRZ.
The starting pitcher for the Burke Burnett Black Sox is Dylan Lopez as he is out there taking his warm-up pitches. The defense for the Burke Burnett Black Sox is Caleb Hunter in left, Jake McCleskey in center, Logan Rogers in right, Andrew Campos is at third base, Noah Ochoa at short, Kyle Mullen at second, Cody Wacko at first, Creed Dykus is the catcher, Dylan Lopez is the pitcher. Burke Burnett went 3 up and 3 down quickly in the top of the first, and we're scoreless so far. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile, at 811 West Randolph in Enid. It's also brought to you in part by The Bike Shop. The Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. If you tell Micah you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Seth Graves will start us off, and he is playing left field tonight, a switch hitter. So he's facing a right-handed pitcher, which means he'll bat left-handed in this game. Graves' batting average this season, a very impressive .383. He leads the team in walks with 20 and runs scored with 29. And he takes the first pitch on the outside corner from Dylan Lopez for a strike, 0-1. Lopez sets, gets the sign from his catcher Dykus, and rocks and fires. Graves pulls this one over to first, and that'll get through for a base hit. Cody Wacko and Kyle Mullen, the first and second baseman respectively, looked like they had a hard time deciding who should go get that. And by the time they figured it out, it was too late. The ball rolled past him into right field, and the majors do what they love to do, and that's get Seth Graves on base in the leadoff because he has great speed on the base paths. Ben Marino is next. He's playing center field today. And he is a left-hander facing the right-handed Lopez. Lopez checks it first and fires. That pitch is high. One ball, no strikes. So, just to clear up any confusion about the state tournament, I always get asked this, what about the Plainsmen? Do they have an automatic bid into the National Regional? No, they do not. Throw to first base and Graves is back in time. The Majors have an automatic bid into the Regional as being the host team. But the Plainsmen are the younger team, so they don't have that automatic bid. They have to win the state tournament to get into the National Regional. The 1-0 soars outside, 2-0. Now, the interesting thing to keep track of, though, is one year, I think it might have been a couple years ago, I think one of the teams that was scheduled to go to the National Regional dropped at the last minute. So, as the 2-0 comes low and inside, 3-0 to Ben Marino. So, Lopez really needs to come up with a strike here, or he'll put another speedster on the base paths for the majors. I think one team dropped, and the Connie Mack tournament director, Shannon Infield, decided, okay, well, we got to fill it quick, so he let the Enid Plainsmen take that spot. The 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. I believe back then, though, they were the Enid Miners. I think that was the very last year before Brad Gore came to Enid to coach the Plainsmen and before he turned the summer baseball program into what it is now. The 3-1, rip and a miss, 3-2. Graves is going to go down to second base. He'll try to steal, and he does. Cree Dykus tried to get him, but again, Graves just way too quick on the base paths. And for Seth, he just stole his seventh base of the summer. He is second in that category on the majors behind Ben Marino, who leads them with 8. Graves and E.J. Taylor both have 7 stolen bases. The 3-2 to Marino, he bloops that into left over the shortstop Noah Ochoa, fielded off the bounce by McCleskey, gets it back into Ochoa, but now there's runners on first and third for the majors with nobody out in the bottom of one. We're scoreless so far. Matt Connerly is going to come up next. So now on the weekend, Ben Marino's 2-for-4. Matt Connerly is 2-for-4 this weekend with a 5 walks, 6 runs scored, a hit by pitch, and a stolen base. Seth Graves is now 4-for-9 after his hit, and Marino just went 2-for-4. Graves hit a 3-run homer, by the way, yesterday in the win over Stillwater. And Matt Connerly has gotten on base so many different ways this weekend. 5 walks he's drawn. He's also been hit by a pitch. On the summer, he leads the team in runs batted in with 24. He's also hitting .369 going into his sophomore year at NOC Enid. Pitch to Connerly is up and away. 1 ball, no strikes from Dylan Lopez. So Lopez in an early jam, and you wonder how Burke Burnett's pitching is going to be in this game considering they've had to use most of it. The 1-0 pitch, left it outside, 2-0. There goes Marino after second base, and the throw goes wide into shallow center field, and that allows Seth Graves to come home and score and give the majors a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of one with still nobody out. That will be a throwing error on Cree Dykus, the catcher. And it puts Ben Marino in scoring position. The 2-0. Outside ball 3. Now, Marino was going to steal that base regardless, but the throw was so low that it went past both Ochoa and Mullen into shallow center, which allowed Graves to come home. And now the count is 3-0 to Matt Connerly. Could he get his sixth walk of this weekend? Yes, he will. And he drops his bat down by home plate. And again, Connerly always loving to swing the bat. You probably heard Brady Kokajohn and I talk about this earlier this week. He wants to get up there and get a big hit, but when nobody gives him a pitch to hit, he is patient. And he just got his sixth walk of the weekend and the 17th for him this summer with the majors. And that'll bring up E.J. Taylor, who has been consistently really the cleanup man for the majors all summer, hitting .418, leads the team in batting average, leads them in on-base percentage at .529, leads them in slugging percentage at .657. 17 runs scored, 22 runs batted in, just 2 runs behind Connerly, and the Burke Burnett coach Bowie Ferris is going out to talk to his entire infield here. While he does that, we'll remind you that Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing today. The Enid Majors have a 1-0 lead on Burke Burnett. Bottom of the first, no score, and they've got runners on first and second. Connerly at first and Marino on second base with E.J. Taylor up to the dish. Off-speed pitch to Taylor, he fanned it, 0-1. You can relive all the excitement from Enid Majors games all summer long by going on to our website, ctbsports.com, and click on the broadcast archive link, and you can go to 2017 Baseball. You can find them there, or go to our CTB Sports app. The 0-1 bounces to home plate, blocked by Dykus, and he's not going to be able to throw it anywhere because the runners were already going to be safe. Wild pitch by Lopez doesn't help that cause. 1-1. To E.J. Taylor. You can download that app on the Google Play Store, on the Apple iTunes if you have an iPhone. So it is free, no charge, and you can enjoy our great programming from there. Lopez looks in at the sign, gets it from Dykus, rocks and fires against E.J. Taylor, and that one is way high and inside, and Taylor with a good eye backing away from it, 2-1. That had a lot of zip on it, 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Dylan. In the on-deck circle is Garrett Dehas. 2-1 to E.J., and that was nowhere close either. It was low and outside, 3-1. Of course, walking E.J. Taylor might not be the worst thing to do here. He can certainly hit for power. He has 2 home runs this summer. And as I said before, 22 runs batted in. He also has 2 triples. 3-1, and E.J. gets a piece of it and drives it into right. Scooped up on the bounce by Rogers. He throws in quickly, but that will score 2 runs. So maybe the walk would have been better served for Burke Burnett there, and E.J. Taylor, as he has done all summer long for this majors team, comes up with a timely hit. That is 3 hits in the inning for the Enid Majors, and 3 runs. They lead now 3-0. With Garrett Dehas coming up and E.J. Taylor now on first. Now, Dehas has had a little bit of a rough weekend. He's 1-for-8 with 2 walks, but he has scored a run and has driven in 2. And the pitch to the soon-to-be junior for Simron, and he belts it down the left field line. Taylor hustling around second. That ball goes all the way down in the corner, and Taylor is going to score from first. It's a double for Garrett Dehas. The bats have come out red hot in this game for the Enid Majors. Make it now 4 runs on 4 hits, and they lead 4-0 with Camden Kalk coming up, recent addition to the Enid Majors. Kalk this summer, and in the short time he's been with the Majors, he is 7 of 16 for a .438 batting average. Lopez looks at second in the pitch, and Kalk pops that one up, and it goes a blooping over Mullen's head into right field. Rogers scoops it up, and Dehas is going to score from second. It is 5-0 Enid Majors. Good call there by the public address announcer, Chris Morales, to play the Everybody Clap Your Hands music, because this crowd is into it, loving their hometown majors as they are putting it on Burke Burnett right now. Zach Goodwin coming up, and Goodwin came into this tournament struggling, but he's 2-for-4 on the weekend. He's been walked twice and scored a run and had an RBI. And the pitch to Zach. outside, but on the corner for a strike. Garrett DeHaas goes off for second base. Actually, Camden Kalk, that is, and Kalk will steal second. So right now, Burke Burnett is all out of sorts in this game. The majors up on them 5-0. Zach Goodwin is batting .267. And he's been playing much better as of late. That one on the inside corner there, 0-2. He's a Kingfisher High School product. He'll be a junior there next year. Lopez sets, looks back at second base at Kalk, and the pitch is low and outside, picked up by the catcher, Dykus, and he throws to third, and stealing there is Kalk, although I don't think that'll be credited as a stolen base. It'll be more as a wild pitch because it was so low and outside. But Dylan Lopez, the pitcher, and Cree Dykus, the catcher for Burke Burnett, they're getting spun all kinds of different directions right now by the majors offense. Still nobody out, by the way, in the bottom of one. Goodwin will pop this one up, though. This could be the first out. The second baseman, Kyle Mullen, trying to track it down in the sun, and he does, to record the first out of the bottom of the first. 5-0 Enid Majors. They have 5 runs on 5 hits, and they have another man on third base. Logan Rutledge, batting 8th in the order, comes up next. Rutledge this summer, batting just .148. He has struck out swinging a team-high 21 times. But he has scored 7 runs. He does have a run driven in and has 9 walks. Pitch to him. Floats in for a strike from Dylan Lopez. And I think the majors have been figuring out his fastball, so now he's kind of gone more with an off-speed look. It's a 5-0 advantage for the Enid Majors here in the bottom of the first. And the pitch. Outside corner, 0-2. 2 runs batted in for E.J. Taylor. Another run for DeHaas batted in. And 1 RBI for Camden Kalk. The 0-2 gets through the legs of Cree Dykus, and that will score Camden Kalk. That is the 3rd wild pitch already in the inning for Dylan Lopez. And that makes it 6-0, Enid Majors. Majors Baseball is sponsored in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Logan Rutledge on the 1-2 chased some high cheese and didn't get it. Another strikeout swinging for Logan. But now we will see the entire order come up here for the majors in the bottom of the first as the 9-hole hitter, Lakin Young, settles in. Young this weekend is 3-for-7. He has scored 3 runs, and he has also drawn a walk. He's batting .255 this summer and sees a called strike come in from Dylan Lopez, 0-1. Richie Tarango coaching at first base. One of the Enid Majors relief pitchers, Justin Freeze, is coaching over at first. Majors are coached by Chris Jensen. He is the head coach. That one has bounced right back to him on the mound. Dylan Lopez will underhand to first base, and that takes care of the bottom of the first inning, but the majors do a lot of damage there. 6 runs, 5 hits, there was an error, and nobody left on base. The Enid Majors lead the Burke Burnett Black Sox 6-0 going to the second. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the start of this game couldn't have gone a whole lot better for the Enid Majors. They got Burke Burnett to go down very quickly in order in the top of the first, 1-2-3, and then they put 6 on Burke Burnett in the bottom of the first. They get 6 runs on 5 hits, and they lead 6-0 over the Burke Burnett Black Sox. I'm John Herrick. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Brady Kokajohn has been with me a good chunk of the summer, but he is taking a very fun family vacation in Las Vegas, and he'll rejoin me for the state tournament next week. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Find them today at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Cody Wacko will lead off this inning for Burke Burnett this weekend. Cody is 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored and a walk. And the right-hander sees a fastball from Matt Hopkins come down and away for ball one. But Hopkins has come out throwing smoke. His fastball, right there that time, 86 miles an hour. The 1-0 comes with another fastball at 82, but it's low, 2-0. Hopkins settles back onto the mound, and he likes to work quickly as he fires his third pitch of this at-bat, which is fouled off down the right field line, and it was a hard line shot, which then lands in fair territory in right field. Camden Kalk, the right fielder, will pick it up and throw it back in to Garrett Dehas. Umpires make sure and wait that the foul ball is clear, and they're ready to continue. The 2-1 dribbled over to second. Diving after it is Zach Goodwin. He's not going to get there. There's the first hit of the game for Burke Burnett. Again, not an easy play for Goodwin. He had to go after it, move to his left. And a nice timely hit for Cody Wacko to begin the second inning for Burke Burnett. Noah Ochoa is next. He was the starting pitcher in the game earlier today and took the loss against Stillwater. In this game, he's playing shortstop, and on the weekend, he's 1-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. The pitch threw there for a strike from Hopkins, nothing and one. Majors 6 and the Burke Burnett Black Sox nothing. We are just underway in the top of 2. Burke Burnett has the leadoff man on, Cody Wacko. Throw to first base by Hopkins, trying to pick off Wacko. Wacko gets back there in time. Hopkins sets a small lead by Wacko at first. And Kreidakis will ask for a moment. Umpire gives it to him, and he steps out of the batter's box. A pitch, just nipped it foul back to the wall, 0-2. So the Majors will be home the rest of the time. They'll be in the Connie Mack State Tournament next week, and then the National Regional the week after that. Winner of the National Regional goes to Farmington, New Mexico. If you haven't had a chance to check out the display here at David Allen Ballpark, it's very neat. The 0-2 on its way, and it is low and outside, ball one. There's a neat little display that pays homage to the 2005 Enid Majors team that won the World Series. The 1-2 just missed on the outer half, 2-2. Along with numerous other memorabilia, such as newspaper articles and great photographs of David Allen Ballpark. The throw to first base again, very close. E.J. Taylor tried his best to get the tag on Wacko, but Wacko got his hand on the white first base bag just in the nick of time. The Enid Majors have 6 runs on 5 hits, no errors, no runs, 1 hit and 1 error for Burke Burnett. The 2-2, and he got him to swing and miss, and that takes care of Kreidakis. First strikeout of the evening for Matt Hopkins. Noah Ochoa is next, and he is playing shortstop. Majors were able to win against Piedmont earlier in this tournament, a team they beat earlier this year. First time they've played this Burke Burnett Black Sox team. Fastball strike, 0-1. This tournament was actually supposed to start on Thursday, but a team from Pampa, Texas that was supposed to be in it dropped and forced the tournament to be moved to Friday and go Friday through Sunday. It was supposed to go Thursday through Sunday originally. The 0-1 is up high for ball one. Evening the count up at a ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch, skips to home plate, and it is 2-1. Majors have won 7 of their last 8, looking for another one here. The 2-1 pitch, strike 2. And immediately Noah Ochoa looked around and realized I should have swung at that one. And it's 2-2, the count. Wind up in the pitch. Strike 3 looking. So he gets Cree Dykus to go down swinging, and then he takes care of Noah Ochoa looking. And there's 2 away in the inning with Andrew Campos coming up over at third base. Campos playing third base defensively, and he is a left-hander this weekend. Andrew Campos is 2-for-6 with 2 runs scored, 2 walks, and an RBI. Pitch to him. Way low and inside, ball 1. The Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the majors. Member FDIC. The 1-0, and Campos makes contact and belts it down the left field line. It rolls up on the grass. Foul, 1-1. Won't be long, folks, and we'll be starting football season with Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It'll begin 0 week. The Enid Plainsmen football team will be at home to face Guthrie. The 1-1 slapped over to second base. Zach Goodwin is able to field it cleanly and throw to first, and that will end the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on base for Burke Burnett in the top of the second, and the Enid Majors lead it over Burke Burnett 6-0 through an inning and a half. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here from Master Bowers Insurance. Say you bought a new suit. You paid a lot, but it didn't fit right. So you take it to a tailor and he says, I'll use the best material and make it fit you like a glove. But when it's done, it's going to cost you less. Sounds absurd, yet that's what we do every day for our personal and commercial clients at Master Bowers Insurance. Why don't you check out how we can make your house, car, or business insurance fit you better and cost less? Master Bowers, making sense of insurance since 1926. 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
It is a 6-0 lead for the Enid Majors as they get ready to come back up to bat in the bottom of the second inning. They will have the top of the order because they went through batters 1-9 in the bottom of the first when they went en route to scoring 6 runs on 5 hits. So Matt Hopkins is making his 4th overall appearance, by the way, today. This is his 4th start. I remember his first start, by the way, for the majors, which was earlier in the summer, in June, mid-June. His first game was against the Oklahoma Expos. Talk about a tough opponent to begin your major summer. He pitched 3 innings in that game and gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 of which were earned, but he did have 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Ever since that night, I think he settled in nicely. We start off the inning with Seth Graves here in the bottom of 2, and Graves sees the first one come in high for a ball. Graves got the whole party started with a single in the first. So Graves this weekend is now 4-for-9, and he rips and misses at that one, though, 1-1. He has a home run. He has driven in 4 RBI. And has scored now 5 runs and had also come up with 2 stolen bases. So he has been huge this weekend for the majors. The 1-1, just a tad high from Dylan Lopez, 2-1. Looking like Graves has solidified himself as the leadoff man. Looks like Marino could be batting second. I think it's no doubt who the 3 and 4 are. The 2-1, Connerly bloops it out of play onto the street, 2-2. It'll be Matt Connerly batting third, and then E.J. Taylor fourth, and then Garrett Dehas fifth. I think the rest of the way is a little bit unsettled, but for the most part, I think you're looking at the lineup that Coach Chris Jensen is going to be going with in the postseason. The 2-2, and Graves swung too early at an off-speed pitch, 73 miles an hour for the strikeout. Ben Marino is next. He's 1-for-1 in this game with a single, a stolen base, a run scored. Majors 6 in the Burke Burnett Black Sox, nothing. Bottom of 2, 1 out. Dylan Lopez trying to settle in after that very tough first inning. He kicks and fires to the left-handed Marino, and it breaks high, 1-0. Ben Marino hitting .390 this summer for the majors, a .478 on base percentage, 16 runs scored, and he has 5 driven in. The 1-0 makes contact with it over to short. Noah Ochoa bobbles it, hits it back in front of him, but then stumbles and falls and can't pick it up. By the time he does pick it up, Ben Marino was way safe at first, and that's the second error of the game on the Burke Burnett Black Sox. Matt Connerly is next, and he walked and scored back in the first. The guys who scored in the first inning for the majors, Graves, Marino, Connerly, Taylor, DeHaas, and Kalk. The guys with RBIs, Taylor had 2, DeHaas had 1, Kalk had 1. Majors 6th, and Burke Burnett nothing. Dylan Lopez floats that one down and away to Connerly. 1 ball, no strikes. Connerly has 2 home runs, so does E.J. Taylor. Zach Goodwin has the other 2 to make up the team's 6 total. Pickoff try to first base, and it doesn't work. Ben Marino is back in time, but don't forget, he is the team leader in stolen bases with 9 of them for the Enid Majors. He's not far away from first now, but his lead is getting bigger. The 1-0, Connerly pops it up. It's in foul territory. The catcher, Cree Dykus, chasing after it, realizing he has no room as the ball goes bouncing out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Big baseball news today. Kyle Freeland, the pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, nearly threw a no-hitter, but it was broken up by Melky Cabrera in the 9th inning when the Rockies were facing the Chicago White Sox today. So he came close to getting a no-hitter, but he came up short with 1 out in the 9th. Rip and a miss by Connerly that time. However, Ben Marino got a great jump, and he steals another base. So right now the majors, as a team in this game, have 4 stolen bases on the Burke Burnett catcher, Cree Dykus. They are just having their way with him on the base pass. It's an 8-run rule after 5 innings, and if the Burke Burnett Black Sox aren't careful, they're going to be looking at a run rule defeat here. We've had a lot of run rules in this Northern Oklahoma Classic over the last few days. We had 3 of them on the first day on Friday, 1 yesterday, and 2 today. The 1-2, too far inside, 2-2 from the right-handed pitcher Lopez to the left-handed hitter Connerly. So in total, we've had 6 run rule games. And there is a time limit, 2 hours and 15 minutes on all these contests. The 2-2 to Connerly, and he belts that one back up the middle. McCleskey waiting on it. Now he boots it for a second, picks it back up. Marino was going to score anyway. It is an RBI single for Matt Connerly, his 25th run batted in of the summer, and the majors increase their lead now to 7-0 over the Burke Burnett Black Sox, with E.J. Taylor stepping in next. Taylor already 1-for-1 with a run scored in this game and 2 runs batted in. I'm sure that's going to help his ever-growing batting average, which is already at .418. And Connerly's was .369. That's going to be going up after today. And Taylor sends this one over to short, and Noah Ochoa can't get there. He boots it, and it rolls into left field. So another error on Noah Ochoa in this inning. That is the 3rd error of the game for Burke Burnett. Garrett DeHaas is next. He's 1-for-1 in this game with a double and a run scored. Lopez looks at first and second, and the pitch. And DeHaas fouls that one back to the wall. 0-1. But DeHaas had no hesitation on that ball he hit in the first inning. He just ripped that thing down the third base line, and it ended up going all the way down into the corner. He got an RBI double out of it. 0-1, Garrett tops it over to short. This time Ochoa has it. Flips to second, there's one. They won't get DeHaas at first, or will they? I don't know. I thought he might have beat the throw there, but the infield umpire says he did not. Looked to me like he might have been safe by a step or two, but it's a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. The majors do get a run on a hit. There were two errors. They leave a man on base, but it's 7-0 majors over Burke Burnett as we head to the third. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors continue to roll through this one. After two innings of play, they lead the Burke Burnett Black Sox 7-0 here from David Allen Ballpark. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. Batters 8, 9, and 1 due up in the order for Burke Burnett. Pitch on its way from Hopkins. But when outside, ball 1, Caleb Hunter this week for the Burke Burnett Black Sox, 1 for 6 with a run scored, and he takes low again, 2-0 from Hopkins. Hopkins likes to work quickly, and he has 2 strikeouts in the game. The pitch, ripped foul down the right field line, and it will land up in the net where the Enid Majors bullpen is. Got underway about 7 minutes behind schedule for this game, but for the most part, this has been a tournament that stayed relatively on schedule, as was the Independence Day tournament here last week, the 2-1. Put in play over to second base, Goodwin charging, and then he's there to get it and throw to first. There's one man out. So Goodwin got a 4-3 out recorded defensively to end the second. He gets one here to begin the third. Also one proud major sponsor is Dent's Comfort Solutions. They offer commercial and residential HVAC and plumbing services. Having your air conditioner service not only keeps you cool, but it can lower your bills. Call Dent's Comfort Solutions for any indoor air quality or plumbing needs at 580-279-0521. Strike thrown to Logan Rogers, who is batting ninth in the order. And he rips the first pitch and can't make contact. 0-2. Rogers is 1-for-5 this weekend with a walk. Hopkins kicks and deals. Misses inside, 1-2. 86 miles an hour on that throw for Matt, who has been in a groove tonight. 1-2. Awfully close, but too far inside. 2-2. Majors 7, the Burke Burnett Black Sox, nothing. Hopkins winds and fires. He tried to check his swing. Did he hold up? Home plate umpire appeals to the first base umpire, and he says he did not go around. So that runs the count full at 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Enid Majors 7, the Burke Burnett Black Sox nothing here in the top of the third. Nobody on base either. The payoff, and Hopkins got him looking on the inside corner. We are back to the top of the Burke Burnett order with Jake McCleskey. Oh, correction. I'm sorry. I forgot about this. 10 batters that Burke Burnett is batting. I use a score sheet that has 9 spots in it, but now I've had to create a 10th one since Burke Burnett is playing with an extra hitter, and Mullen takes ball 1 low and outside, an 84-mile-an-hour fastball. Mullen hasn't seen a ton of work this weekend, but he's 0-for-3 with a walk and a strike thrown there, 1-1. He's playing second base and batting 10th in the order. The Enid Majors in the bottom of the third will have batters 6, 7, and 8 due up of Camden Calc, Zach Goodman, and Logan Rutledge. And the 1-1 just a bit off the edge, 2-1. The fastball has been the primary pitch for Matt Hopkins in this game, and it has worked awfully well. The 2-1, there it is again. And Mullen could not catch up to it. 2-2, 85 miles an hour. The 2-2, there's contact made. It goes off the post just outside the Dalma room and then rolls down into the seats. Again, that ball just kind of hit the one spot where there just wasn't very many people. Then it hit the wall and luckily didn't hit anybody else on the ricochet. 2-2. Bit high, 3-2. Of course, Burke Burnett will try to get a base runner on any way they can. It's been difficult for them to do that. They only did that one time so far, and that was in the second. Now they'll have another one on here with a walk. First man to get on was Cody Walko. He got a leadoff single to start the second. We're back to the top of the order with Jake McCleskey, who's 0-for-1 in this game with a bounce out to third. Connerly made a very good play on that ball in the first inning to throw McCleskey out. He's a left-hander facing off with the right-handed Hopkins. And with two outs, Hopkins throws to first base. Back in time goes Mullen. Don't forget, folks, ABC Mattress Liquidators is counting down the final weeks of the hottest deals in the Midwest. Top name brand mattresses, sectionals, sofa love seat combos, and Power Motion furniture, all priced up to 75% off. Hurry in and don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. ABC Mattress Liquidators at 5124 West Garriott Road in Enid. Ball one thrown to Jacob McCleskey. Good eye by him that time. The 1-0 pitch. And he drives it back to the net, bounces down, foul, 1-1. How about that speed on the fastball from Matt Hopkins? 89 miles an hour that time. Probably see Aaron Strammel again, another pitcher that Coach Chris Jensen picked up for the Connie Mack qualifier. Might see him in either the state tournament or the national regional. The 1-1 sent back over towards third, and that is foul. And the ball bounces off the wall and goes into deep left. Seth Graves will have to pick it up and get it back out of play. Throws to Connerly, who then gives it to home plate to Logan Rutledge, who then hands to the umpire. One ball, two strikes, top of the third, two outs. The runner on base is Kyle Mullen for Burke Burnett. But it's all majors so far. They lead 7-0. The 1-2, there's contact made again. Foul ground, chasing after it Rutledge, and he will not be able to get there because it goes out of play. And now it's rolling back down the stairs. One of the Burke Burnett players hustles out of the dugout to go get it. Jacob McCleskey, by the way, he'll graduate from Burke Burnett High School in 2020. He's 5'11", 160 pounds. The 1-2, just a little bit low, 2-2 from Matt Hopkins. Top of three, all Enid majors, 7-0. Camden Kalk, Zach Goodwin, and Logan Rutledge due up in the bottom of the third. The 2-2 from Matt, and it's low, 3-2, and Logan Rutledge will need to go out and have a word with Hopkins. Again, that third out, never the easiest one to get. It's always the hardest. E.J. Taylor now going to join this conversation from first base as he comes over to talk to both Hopkins and Rutledge. While they do that, we'll remind you that Jansen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Conversation quickly wraps up. Taylor goes back to first and Rutledge behind home plate. But the count is full, 3-2 to Jake McCleskey. And the lead is 7-0 for the Enid Majors. With a runner on first, he'll go, and the 3-2 bounces to home plate for ball four. So right when it looked like the inning could be taken care of quickly, Hopkins has walked the last two batters. Dylan Lopez coming up, and he is 0-for-1 in this game with a ground out to short. McCleskey just drew his second walk of the weekend. Lopez looking for another way to get on base. He is 3 of 11 in this Northern Oklahoma Classic. Low Lopez examines his bat real quick here, and now we'll stand in from the left side. Pitch to Lopez. Goes off the glove of Rutledge. He picks up and throws to third, over to Connerly, and Connerly picks it up and tags out Kyle Mullen. And even though the throw was not a great one by Hopkins, Logan Rutledge has done a dynamite job of throwing out runners all summer, and he does so again right there to get Mullen, and the inning comes to a close. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the Burke Burnett Black Sox leave a man on board as we go to the bottom of the third inning. All majors, they lead Burke Burnett 7-0. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800. Or go to BaymontInn.com.
John Bowers, I know that Messer Bowers is an independent insurance agency. What does that really mean?
Ricky, it means that Messer Bowers is free to represent you when you have a claim, and that we can help you analyze your exposures to obtain the best coverage available from the entire insurance industry, not just one company. So we can help you get exactly the coverage you need at the lowest cost, and then we can represent you and your interests first. And with over 80 years in business, we have the experience to represent you well.
Sounds like the best of all worlds, John.
Best carriers, best service, best advice, best premiums. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the majors got into a little bit of a pickle there in that top of the third inning. Two men got aboard for Burke Burnett via the walk, but then a throw out by Logan Rutledge over to third base. He gets Kyle Mullen, and that ends the inning. The Enid Majors leading it 7-0 over the Burke Burnett Black Sox. Camden Kalk will lead off the inning in just a moment. Majors Baseball, sponsored in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile, at 811 West Randolph in Enid. I'm John Herrick. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. A huge thanks to him and Lewis Foster, Ricky Rogo, also to Brady Kokajan, all the folks that help make Enid Majors Baseball broadcast what they are all summer long. And we've still got a lot of baseball to be played. We got the Connie Mack State Tournament here next week, the National Regional in 2 weeks, and then the High Plains Shootout, which ought to be interesting. That's a new thing that we have at David Allen Ballpark. Coach Brad Gore of the Enid Plainsmen putting that on. Camden Kalk will stand in from the right-handed batter's box. He's already one of one in this game with a run scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. And Kalk fouls the first pitch off. Foul. Down the left field line, 0-1. Kalk is batting a little over 500 now, 8 of 17 on the summer. He was hitting .438 coming in, but after that base hit in the first, that puts his batting average at now, well, I guess a shade under 500, .470. But still, he's been an excellent pickup for the Enid Majors. The 0-1 is up and in, one ball, one strike. Pitch number three to Camden. He pokes it in the air to shallow center. Jake McCleskey will have to track it down with the sun right in his face, but he's able to make the catch and end the at-bat there. One out. Zach Goodwin is next. He got the first out of the inning in the first by popping up to the second baseman, Kyle Mullen. In that first inning when the Majors had 6 runs on 5 hits. Goodwin, the right-hander, facing off with the right-handed Lopez, swings at the first pitch right to the third baseman, Andrew Campos, who then makes a long throw across the diamond and barely got Goodwin. Goodwin has pretty good speed, and he almost beat the throw, but was out by just a hair. Two down. Logan Rutledge is next. And Logan will just, he's just still trying to turn around what's been a rough summer. He is 8 of 55. He's been either batting right at 200 or a little bit below it. Just means he's due. Right now he's hitting 145. Well, may not come here as he rolls it right to the shortstop. Noah Ochoa, who throws over to Cody Waco and ends the inning. A very quick third inning for the Enid Majors with no runs, no hits, or errors. Nobody left on base either, but the Majors still comfortably ahead over Burke Burnett, 7-0 after three. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
After three complete, the Enid Majors ahead of the Burke Burnett Black Sox 7-0. Majors Baseball, sponsored in part by the Bike Shop, they're Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer. With the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories, let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Tell Micah you heard this ad, and you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop, which is not far away from David Allen, corner of Randolph and Independence. Dylan Lopez will start us off in the fourth inning. Batters 2, 3, and 4 due up in the Burke Burnett order. Dylan Lopez standing in from the left side against the right-handed Hopkins, and Hopkins delivers a fastball that's just low for ball one. Looks like we're going to have a train coming by at some point. I can already hear it off in the distance. David Allen Ballpark right by a railroad track, so we'll probably hear that shortly. Heard one come by in the pregame warm-ups, the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. Enid Plainsman went 3-1 in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. The general manager at David Allen Ballpark, Bill Mayberry, came up and told me that he went and talked to both Brad Gore and Chris Jensen. The 2-0 is hit foul down the left field line. Gore coaching the Plainsman and Jensen coaching the Majors. He said, you know, if you guys both go 4-0 in this tournament, we have to decide the winner by you guys having a sumo wrestling battle at home plate. Brad Gore quickly said, I'm backing out of that. If that happens, I don't want anything to do with that, as that one is lifted foul out onto the street, 2-2. But I got to tell you, if they were serious about that, they wanted to go through with it, I might stay here late at night and broadcast that. That'd be some pretty high-quality entertainment right there. 2-2, chopped over to short, Lake and Young, right on it, and throws a strike to first base. Very quickly, one up and one man gone in the top of the fourth for Burke Burnett. Don't forget, you can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years, call Kuntz Roofing today, 580-541-3155. Sean-Claude Booth standing in from the right-handed batter's box. He is the extra hitter in this game, and he sees a strike come in. Jean-Claude, pretty big guy, 6 feet, 220 pounds, and there's that train I mentioned. It's coming from our right to our left. Right-hander versus right-hander here between Jean-Claude Booth and Matt Hopkins. In the on-deck circle, it's Cody Waco, who has accounted for the only hit of the game so far for Burke Burnett. 1-1, very slow roller right to Zach Goodwin, though. He has plenty of time to field it and get it to first base to retire Jean-Claude Booth, which he does, 2 away. Cody Waco is next. He led off the second inning with a single. So you're thinking, if you're Burke Burnett, okay, we're down 6-0 after one. Now they trail 7-0. But when you're down by that many runs, you got to just get the first guy aboard. They did that in the second, but then two strikeouts and a ground out ended the threat. Waco hammers it back to the net on the first pitch, foul, 0-1. 87 miles an hour on the fastball from Matt Hopkins. And I tell you what, if Hopkins keeps throwing the ball like this, with this kind of speed, velocity, and accuracy, Majors coach Chris Jensen might have to find a spot for him, not just in the state tournament, but maybe in the national regional. The 0-1, that one hit down the first baseline. It'll bounce high off the railing and into right field. Camden Kalk will go and pick it up, get it back into E.J. Taylor, who then delivers it to his pitcher, Matt Hopkins. This might be uncharted territory for Burke Burnett. I don't know how they used to a train coming by during a baseball game they are, but the Enid Majors, you know they're used to it. They've been dealing with it all summer. The 0-2, he sends that over to third. Matt Connerly has to move very sharply to his left to grab it. He throws to first. The throw is a little bit wide. Had to pull E.J. Taylor off the bag, but Taylor makes a very nice play to grab it and tag out Cody Wacko. Three ground outs in that top of the fourth. A 6-3 ground out, followed by a 4-3 put out, and then a 5-3 ground out to take care of the top of the fourth inning. Through 3.5, it's the Enid Majors 7 and the Burke Burnett Black Sox nothing. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Enid today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out, it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years with reliable brands like Echo. Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
1390 KCRZ.
Bottom of the fourth is where we are right now in this game between the Enid Majors and the Burke Burnett Black Sox. I'm John Herrick with you. Chance Davis is our producer engineer. Majors 7, Burke Burnett nothing. Majors will have batters 9, 1, and 2 come up in their order of Lake and Young, Seth Graves, and Ben Marino. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Also, another proud Enid Majors sponsor is Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. You can find them today at 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Lake and Young grounded out back to the pitcher Lopez to end the first inning. Trying to have a different result here as he comes into the right-handed batter's box to face the right-handed Dylan Lopez. Now, the coach for Burke Burnett, Bowie Ferris, was having a long conversation with the home plate umpire. Not quite sure what about. I don't think he made a substitution of any kind. I think it was just maybe something to do with semantics. But anyway, play will continue, and Lake and Young goes after the first pitch. Off-speed curve from Dylan Lopez, but he whiffed it. 0-1. And the next pitch. Bit outside, 1-1. Majors got 6 runs in the first and another one in the second, but then they were held scoreless in the third. The 1-1 to Young. Back up the middle it goes. It's going to be a tough play for Kyle Mullen. He picks and throws, and he will get Lakin just by a smidge. Young was hustling so hard down to first base that his helmet flew off. So that'll go down as a 4-3 ground out by Lakin. Seth Graves is next. He's 1-for-2, a run scored, a stolen base, and he also has homered in this Northern Oklahoma Classic. Pitch to the left-hander, way outside, ball one. Majors have 7 runs on 6 hits, no errors. And then you look at Burke Burnett, they have no runs with a hit and 2 errors. Graves sets, waits for the pitch. Here it is, and it's low and outside, 2-0. You can tell a lot of these opposing pitchers that the majors have faced, whenever it's Graves, Marino, or Connerly, and definitely E.J. Taylor, they try to stay away from him and throw it down and away. That time, Lopez does throw away from Graves, but it's way upstairs, 3-0. And the catcher, Cree Dykus, needs to go out and talk to Dylan Lopez. And while he does that, we'll remind you that Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or visit their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. They're proud to sponsor the Enid Majors Baseball for another summer. 3-0, almost hit Graves in the head, and Seth Graves will take a walk down to first base. A four-pitch walk dealt by Dylan Lopez. Ben Marino is next. Marino is 1-for-2 in this game with two runs scored. He has also scored two bases. If the Majors can get another run on the board here, as Marino shows bunt and then takes high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. If the Majors can get another run across here and then hold Burke Burnett scoreless in the top of the fifth, they can end this game early via the 8-run rule after 5. The 1-0 to Marino in there for a strike, 1-1. And also, there is a 2-hour and 15-minute time limit, but I don't think we're anywhere close to that right now. We're just over the 1-hour mark in this game. The 1-1. And there's a blooper high up in the air by Marino, but it's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, Ochoa. But Ochoa is able to backpedal and catch it on the run in shallow left for the second out. That looked like it might fall, possibly, for a bloop single, but a good play by Ochoa was able to end that. Matt Connerly stepping in now, batting third in the order, 1-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He also has an RBI. He singled home Ben Marino in the second. Runner goes, Graves takes off, throw is low, he slides into second base, and he is there. So Seth Graves with his second stolen base of this game. And for Seth, that also gives him now 8 stolen bases on the summer. The 1-0, nowhere close, way outside, 2-0. And Graves has played at this ballpark so many times in his career that he knows when he's going to try to steal second on this infield turf, he's got to start his slide early. He did just that. The 2-0 to Connerly. Connerly drives it high in the air to left, but I think it's playable for Caleb Hunter. It is. He catches it, and the fourth inning is over. In that inning for the Majors, no runs, no hits, no errors. They do leave a man on base, and after 4, they lead Burke Burnett 7-0. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things. It's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
When you borrow from Farm Credit of Enid, you're not just a customer. You're an owner too. We're here to serve the community and provide a source of funding to farmers and ranchers. The financial services you need to grow and prosper. Community-based and community-owned. Simple as that. Farm Credit of Enid.
KCRC.
Through 4 innings of play, all Enid Majors, they lead the Burke Burnett Black Sox 7-0. They had Seth Graves on second base there in the 4th inning. If Connerly gets a single or even gets that ball in the outfield down, Graves might score and we have a chance at a run rule, but we stay put at 7-0, the lead for Burke Burnett going to inning number 5. The Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltry, and their Oakwood branch in Enid, banking with the people you know. That's the Bank of Kremlin. proud to support the majors. Member FDIC. Creed Dykus, one of the very unconventional names out there. Creed Dykus. His first name is spelled K-R-E-E. And Cree will graduate from high school in 2019. He's a 6 foot, 225 pounder from Italu High School. Needed to adjust something with his batting glove. Now he gets in the batter's box. He's 0 for 1 in this game with a strikeout. Fastball is high, one ball, no strikes. Dykus this week is 4 for 8, though. He's had a really productive week for Burke Burnett. Has a double, 2 runs scored. Good eye by him again as it's low, 2-0. He's also been walked twice with an RBI. The 2-0, a big cut and miss that time, 2-1. So if Matt Hopkins can get this win for the Enid Majors, and he's very well on his way to doing that, it'll put him at 2-2 on the summer, and get the Majors their 20th win of the summer. The 2-1, chased it and missed, 2-2. Now, because the Connie Mack State Tournament will begin on Wednesday, and Coach Chris Jensen will probably need Hopkins at some point next week, he probably has Hopkins on a pitch count, and it looks like he's got Justin Freeze going to the bullpen right now to warm up. Dykus makes contact there and fouls that pitch off, keeping the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hopkins kicks and deals. Dykus sends that to the shortstop, Lakin Young, who scoops and fires, just gets him. Had a lot of close plays in this game at first base for both teams, but now Dykus is 0 for 2 on the evening. Noah Ochoa is next. And Noah is the shortstop tonight. He has struck out looking. He did that back in the second inning. And Ochoa this weekend is now 1 of 6. A right-hander facing the right-handed Hopkins. So far in this weekend, as he bounces it over the head of Hopkins, Goodwin gets it, throws to first. They're going to say safe. Well, that's just a hard luck single obtained there against the Enid Majors, because the ball took a favorable hop over Hopkins right in front of Goodwin and Young. Whoever got it was going to have to make a tough play to first base, and in this case it was Goodwin. So it's an infield single for Ochoa. And I think now Coach Chris Jensen's going to come out and talk to the entire infield. And what I think this is, he's trying to buy some time here for Justin Freeze, who is in the bullpen, or whoever else is warming up. While he does that, we'll remind you that Dense Comfort Solutions offers commercial and residential HVAC and plumbing services. Having your air conditioner service not only keeps you cool, but it can lower your bills. Call Dense Comfort Solutions for any indoor air quality or plumbing needs you may have at 580-279-0521. All right, Matt Hopkins, as I suspected, is on a pitch count, so he will come out of the game, and we will have a new Majors pitcher when we come back in 60 seconds. 7-0 Majors, top of 5 with one man out, and also a man on first for Burke Burnett. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence, or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
1390 KCRC.
All right, so Matt Hopkins is pulled after 4 1/3 innings on a pitch count. as he will be used, I'm sure, next week in the Connie Mack State Tournament. He's in line to get the win, though, going 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 2 hits. So far, he is not allowed a run, but he is responsible for the runner on first right now, which is Noah Ochoa. He had 2 walks and 3 strikeouts, and he didn't have a hit by pitch, and he didn't throw a wild pitch either. He gives way to Justin Freeze, Elk City High School graduate, who doesn't have a record. He's 0-0, but he does have a save. He's making his 7th overall appearance, an ERA of 1.8, 11 2/3 innings pitched. He has 8 strikeouts and 4 walks. He is allowed 4 runs, 3 of which have been earned. And yesterday, in the majors win over the Southwest Shockers, he did pitch an inning of relief. He gave up just 2 hits, had a walk. So he's becoming an awfully prevalent setup guy out of the bullpen for the Enid Majors. And the first man he will face is Andrew Campos, who is 0-1 in this game with a ground out to second base. Campos is also 2-7 in the Northern Oklahoma Classic with 2 runs scored, 2 walks, and an RBI. Major 7, Burke Burnett nothing here, top of 5, 1 out. Breaking ball is inside for a ball, 1-0. It was close to the corner, but it just missed. A 61-mile-an-hour toss from Justin Freeze in the next pitch. Got him to chase and miss that one, 1-1. And Freeze, mostly an off-speed pitcher. He is not going to be a guy that overpowers you. Doesn't have the kind of fastball speed that Hopkins has, but he can really mess you up on other stuff. The 1-1, just a bit out there, 2-1. Just missed by a little bit. 2-1 pitch, and it's low, ball 3. Good stop there by Logan Rutledge, the catcher behind home plate. On first base, it is Noah Ochoa for Burke Burnett. 3-1, ball 4. Puts runners on first and second for Caleb Hunter, who is 0-1 with a ground out to second base. The majors in the bottom of the fifth will have their 4, 5, and 6 batters of E.J. Taylor, Garrett Diaz, and Camden Kalk. That's who we know we'll see in the fifth. Right now, though, they got to work out of this jam in the top of the fifth. Freeze hooks another one outside. 1 ball, no strikes. When Freeze gets behind on counts, that's when he typically has his most issues. He kicks and fires the 1-0, and there he is missing outside again. And also when he misses, it's usually outside. Typically tries to stay away from a lot of his hitters that he goes up against. The 7-0 lead belongs to the Enid Majors. The 2-0, he comes with a fastball, 76 miles an hour. Like I said, not going to overpower you with that. But Hunter fanned it, 2-1. And there is more activity now in the Majors bullpen. Looks like Garrett Dehas is going up over there. The 2-1. There's a bouncer over to short. Lakin Young scoops and throws to third base. Nicely done there to get the force. Good job by him and Matt Connerly. 6-5 on that putout. Retires Noah Ochoa. Campos goes to second. Hunter to first. And there's 2 outs in the top of the fifth. With Logan Rogers up, he's 0-1 with a strikeout swinging in this game. And is 1-6 on the weekend. In this Northern Oklahoma Classic, Majors have 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors in the pitch. Outside, Rutledge throws to first base and tries to get Hunter. Tag is a little late by E.J. Taylor. 1-0. He sets, he kicks, and he fires, and it's upstairs. 2-0. Well, if the Majors win this game, they'll be the undisputed champion of the Northern Oklahoma Classic. Because they'd be 4-0. The Enid Plainsmen had a chance to go 4-0, but fell earlier today 15-7 to the Southwest Shockers. 2-0 pitch comes downstairs, low and inside to Rogers. 3 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. And Burke Burnett has runners on first and second here in the top of the fifth, trailing the Majors 7-0. 3-0 pitch for Breeze could not get that one in the strike zone. That is a walk by Justin Freeze, and that loads the bases here for the Burke Burnett Black Sox. And that also brings E.J. Taylor off the mound to talk to Freeze. Also, it will bring over Logan Rutledge, the catcher, to talk to Freeze as well. Don't forget, folks, ABC Mattress Liquidators is counting down the final weeks of the hottest deals in the Midwest. Top name brand mattresses, sectionals, sofa love seat combos, and power motion furniture all priced up to 75% off. Hurry in and don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy. ABC Mattress Liquidators, 5124 West Garriott Road in Enid. Conversation is over, but now the bases are loaded for the 10-hole hitter, Kyle Mullen, who is playing second base tonight. Already has a walk in this game. That was against Hopkins, though. And Freeze throws a strike in there, 0-1. Now remember, Hopkins was responsible for Noah Ochoa, but Ochoa has been retired. 0-1, ripped and missed, 0-2. All the runners on base now, first, second, and third, are Justin Freeze's responsibility. The 0-2 to Mullen just fouled it off. He was behind it. Freeze starting to go back to his fastball a little bit. He'd been primarily working with his off-speed pitch, but now he is amping up the velocity on that. Saw some pitches in the low 60s. That one was 74. 0-2 to Kyle Mullen. Low and outside and blocked well by Rutledge. And when I mean outside, we've got Mullen in the right-handed batter's box. That pitch bounced into the left-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, a check swing right back to Frias just outside the mound, and Frias is able to throw out to first base and get him. That is a great break there for the Enid Majors, and one that Kyle Mullen wishes he had back as he angrily heads back to the dugout. No runs, a hit, no errors, and Burke Burnett leaves them loaded in the top of the fifth. It's the Enid Majors 7 and the Burke Burnett Black Sox nothing. This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
KCRC.
The Enid Majors holding on to that 7-0 lead they have over the Burke Burnett Black Sox. Burke Burnett has had some opportunities like the one they just got in the top of the fifth. They left the bases loaded. They've stranded five men on base. Majors lead it 7-0. They made the lead that 6-0 after one, extended it to 7-0 after two. E.J. Taylor is up here to start the bottom of the fifth. And Taylor today, 1-for-2 with a run scored. He reached on an error back in the second. He's also driven in two runs. Pitch to him. In there for a strike from Dylan Lopez, who continues to work. And you might think, well, man, how come Burke Burnett stuck with him after he got off to such a bad start? Well, they're out of pitching. I mean, they've been pitching a lot there. And E.J. Taylor reaches out and pulls that ball into left. It looked like it might go right to one of the defenders, and it wasn't the prettiest thing in the world, but it got the job done, and E.J. Taylor gets on base, and believe it or not, that's the first hit for the Enid Majors since the second inning. They went hitless in the third and fourth after getting five hits in the first and one in the second. E.J. Taylor gives part of his gear to Majors coach Chris Jensen, who then throws it into the dugout. Garrett DeHaas now up. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Also an RBI. Nearly gets hit by the first pitch from Dylan Lopez. One proud Enid Majors baseball sponsor is Janssen GMC. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC. 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. The 1-0 sails way high. This time outside the strike zone. 2 balls, no strikes. Is the count to Garrett DeHaas. DeHaas batting this summer, 323, 13 runs batted in before the game, so that total is now 14, and he looks at ball 3 thrown to him. He has 12 walks, 15 runs scored. He'll be going into his junior season at Cimarron High School. 3-0 pitch, that one was also low for ball 4. So if the Majors score just one run here in the fifth inning, we will have our 7th run rule of the Northern Oklahoma Classic. And for the Majors, they already have one run rule victory. That was over the Piedmont Wildcats. Actually, they have two. So this would actually be the 8th run rule of the tournament if they can get that. Because I forgot about that. The Majors did beat the Shockers 8-0 in a run rule victory on July 8th. So Majors leading it. 7-0 here. Camden Calc ripped and missed that one, though. 0-1. Calc 1-for-2 with a single, a run scored, and an RBI. Lopez, the next pitch. Nearly hit him. 1-1. Taylor singled, and then DeHaas walked here in the bottom of the fifth. Dylan Lopez looks back at both runners and pitches. Calc makes contact, but it's in the infield. And since it's in the infield, it's the infield fly rule that's in effect with runners on first and second. Cody Wacko drops the ball, but it doesn't matter. He was out anyway via the rule. One out. Zach Goodwin is up. He's 0-for-2 in this game. He has a pop out to second, a ground out to third. But he's batting 267. He's made pretty good strides recently in the running to possibly take the second base position. He and Seth Graves have been splitting time at second base recently. Pitches low. 1 ball, no strikes. And if Goodwin takes over at second, you know Seth Graves will be the man in left field. So see if Chris Jensen decides to keep Goodwin at second or possibly move Graves back there. The 1-0 pitch is high for ball 2. Jensen told me earlier this weekend that his lineup is about 95% set, so I'm sure he'll go home after tonight, ponder what he wants to do before Wednesday. The 2-0 pitch, outside ball 3. You walk Goodwin here, and you're going to load the bases for Logan Rutledge. There's one out, bottom of 5, Enid Majors 7, and the Burke Burnett Black Sox nothing. Lopez looks at first, sets, and fires way outside ball 4. So 2 walks in this inning alone here for Dylan Lopez. He has now walked 4 different guys in this game, and out comes the Burke Burnett coach Bowie Ferris to have a word here with Dylan Lopez. See if he decides to make a change with Lopez or just have a quick word with him to try to get him to finish this. So far for the moment, Lopez is staying in. Now, Ferris looks like he's signaling something toward his dugout. But again, no official word yet. He is leaving Lopez in the game. And by the way, Burke Burnett, Texas, and 185 miles away from Enid, so Burke Burnett will have a 3-hour and 15-minute drive home after this game. Logan Rutledge struck out in the first. He grounded out to short in the third. 0-for-2, and in this tournament now, Rutledge is 1-for-10. The pitch, bit high from Lopez. 1 ball, no strikes, as the bases are loaded now. Taylor on third, DeHaas on second, and Goodwin on first. Lopez sets and fires, and Rutledge fouls it back to the net, 1-1. Matt Connerly running out of the dugout with glee. He picks up the foul ball and hands it back to the umpire. Matt Connerly and the NOC and the Jets almost made the Junior College World Series this year. And Connerly was a big reason why. The 1-1 bounced right in front of home plate. Scooped up. Tried to anyway. Lopez could not get it. Taylor comes home to slide in. And that makes it 8-0. And that will end this game via the run rule. What a low tapper down the first base line, and it just stayed fair for the Enid Majors for Logan Rutledge, so he will get the game-winning RBI single that will score E.J. Taylor and the Majors another run rule victory here in the Northern Oklahoma Classic as they win it 8-0 over the Burke Burnett Black Sox. As we are just past the 8 o'clock hour, handshakes going on in front of home plate. I'll take a brief time out. When we come back, I'll put the wrap on this one, give you the final stats and numbers from this contest. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center, or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, Get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick and Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
1390 KCRC.
Well, our coverage of Enid Majors baseball for this weekend is officially in the books as the Enid Majors knock off the Burke Burnett Black Sox in the final game of the Northern Oklahoma Classic, 8-0 in a game that ends via the run rule after 5 innings of play. The Majors also win the Northern Oklahoma Classic, the only team to finish the Classic undefeated. They went 4-0 this weekend. They scored 33 runs and they gave up 2. The Burke Burnett Black Sox just finished with a record of 1-3. And in total, they scored, 7 runs, followed by 1 against the Plainsmen, that's 8. And then they had 6 against Stillwater, that's 14, and none against the Majors. So they scored 14 runs total and they gave up, 7. And then also 8. And then 15, and they gave up 15 runs. So scored 14 runs, gave up 15, and they finished 1-3. The Stillwater Pioneers and the Southwest Shockers also finished 1-3. The Oklahoma City Broncos and the Piedmont Wildcats both went 2-2. The Enid Plainsmen finished 3-1, scoring 35 runs and giving up 22. The Enid Majors scored 33 runs and gave up just 2 on the weekend and went a perfect 4-0, and they also get their 20th win of the season with the win today. They are 20-16 now on the summer, and they have won 8 of their last 9 games heading into the Connie Mack State Tournament, which will get underway next Wednesday. Their very first game will be against the Oklahoma City Indians at 8 o'clock. This game was really decided in the first inning. The Majors got 3 up, 3 down out of Burke Burnett in the top of the first, and then they scored 6 runs in the bottom portion of the inning on 5 hits. Then they tacked on another run in the second and finished off the game with an RBI single by Logan Rutledge, which scored E.J. Taylor at the end to seal the win, 8-0 Majors. In total, the Majors had 8 runs on 8 hits. They didn't have an error. They left 2 men on base. Seth Graves went 1-for-2 with a run scored, a walk. He also had 2 stolen bases. Ben Marino was 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored, 2 stolen bases as well. Matt Connerly was 1-for-2. With a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. E.J. Taylor was 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 2 RBI. Garrett Dehas, 1-for-2 with a run scored, a walk, and an RBI. Camden Kalk was 1-for-3 with a run scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. Zach Goodwin was 0-for-2 with a walk. And Logan Rutledge, 1-for-3 with an RBI. Lakin Young, 0-for-2. The hitting numbers for Burke Burnett, they had no runs on 2 hits with 3 errors. They left 5 men on base. Jake McCleskey was 0-for-1 with a walk. Dylan Lopez and Sean-Claude Booth were both 0-for-2. So was Cree Dykus. Cody Walko and Noah Ochoa were both 1-for-2. Andrew Campos and Logan Rogers were both 0-for-1 with a walk. And Caleb Hunter was 0-for-2. Kyle Mullen was 0-for-1 with a walk. The pitching numbers advantage Enid Majors in that category. Matt Hopkins goes 4 1/3 innings, was on a pitch count. He gave up just 2 hits with no runs. He had 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. And Justin Freese came on in relief. He pitched the final 2/3 of that 5th inning and gave up no hits or runs. He did have 2 walks, but was able to get out of the inning. The losing pitcher for Burke Burnett was Dylan Lopez. He pitched the full 5 innings and gave up 8 hits, 8 runs, all of which were earned. He had 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. He also was hampered by 3 wild pitches. So the Majors win it 8-0, and they are the winners of the Northern Oklahoma Classic, and they'll be back in action on Wednesday night when they open up the Connie Mack State Tournament from David Allen Ballpark. Here's the schedule for that tournament again. It'll begin bright and early, 10 a.m. Wednesday morning when the Oklahoma Expos face the Oklahoma Titans. Then at 12:30, it'll be the Piedmont Wildcats against the Southwest Shockers Black Team. At 3 o'clock, it'll be the Shockers Red Team against the Enid Plainsmen. A rematch from earlier today when the Shockers beat the Plainsmen 15-7. At 5:30, the Woodward Travelers will face the Oklahoma City Broncos. And then at 8 o'clock, the Enid Majors will play the Oklahoma City Indians in the final game of the day on Wednesday. And then we'll just go from there, depending on where the Majors fall, should they win or lose. And that tournament will go from Wednesday through Sunday next week. And then we'll have the National Regional in 2 weeks, which is a tournament that the Enid Majors already have an automatic bid into being in by virtue of being the host team. Great weekend for the Enid Majors. They go 4-0 with wins over every team they faced in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. A 9-1 win over Piedmont on Friday. A 8-0 shutout victory over the Shockers yesterday, an 8-1 victory over Stillwater yesterday as well, and then an 8-0 triumph over Burke Burnett in five innings today to finish off the Northern Oklahoma Classic. I'm John Herrick saying so long from David Allen Ballpark. A huge thank you to Jance Davis, our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios, and I will talk to you on Wednesday when the Enid Majors play the Oklahoma City Indians. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
It's Greg Giannotti, and you are listening to Northwest Oklahoma Sports Leader, CTV Sports Radio 1390 KCRC.
I managed the only quarterback to beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, the Giants, the Patriots are still the clear-cut favorite. I get it. I'll say this. I mean, Jackson, I agree with a lot of what you said about the Giants, but I think Eli is pretty far down on the list of reasons why Giant fans should be pretty fired up. Like, Eli's coming off a season where he was just sort of so-so, and he's, when you're so-so and you're 34, 35 years old, it's tough to all of a sudden have a renaissance season, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see your point there. The Giants, you see what the Cowboys, it's going to be a tight race there in the NFC East, and I'm going to put the Giants ahead because the Cowboys secondary, as happy as I was seeing them draft secondary, I don't think they're going to be as good as when they need to be this year, and I think the Giants take advantage of that.
Cowboys have defensive issues. There's no question about that. I'll say this about New York, and I had a Twitter follower make this point.